This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
These are, some of you are seeing these videos that are out there. Video. The Gunsight Scout Rifle is a whole different animal with the At-One stock by Boyd's on it. It was a whole different animal with the thumb hole stock on it. And whatever weapon you have that you're looking to either make better, rejuvenate, replenish, refurbish, or just plain, you're just looking for a change, Boyd's can do that for you too. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, if we're honest with ourselves, and we need to be, we need to take a few things into consideration. If you own guns, or if you're a gun rights supporter, and if you're concerned about government restrictions on your Second Amendment rights, the future looks bright. Kavanaugh will be going to the Supreme Court, and that may well represent the death knell for the draconian forms of gun control, including bans on so-called assault weapons and bans on standard capacity magazines and semi-automatic pistols and rifles. Meaningful federal gun control has been blocked for a generation, and red state legislatures are moving almost uniformly to liberalize, in the liberty sense of the word, state gun laws. Like the steady spread of constitutional carry that we see proliferating across red states. But if you've been listening to me for a minute now, you know there's another threat that looms. One that can stretch across the entire American landscape. It is immune to a filibuster and is largely sheltered from judicial review. It's a threat that can choke off the financing of the gun industry, stifle speech about guns, and lock the gun rights community into offline and small online ghettos that restrict their ability to communicate. So what's happening? Well, first you have titans of American banking and communication that are taking steps to restrict the use of their funds or platforms by gun makers, to restrict the use of their, and gun rights advocates and other stuff. They won't restrict everything we're doing. Threat is just now emerging, but it may be as great a danger to gun rights as it is to the culture of free speech in this nation. And indeed, the two are linked. There's a short, non-exclusive survey that would help paint the picture. Citigroup struck one of the first blows, taking action in March. Citigroup, this coming from them, Citigroup is setting restrictions on the sale of firearms by its business customers, making it the first Wall Street bank to take a stance in the divisive nationwide gun control debate. The new policy announced Thursday prohibits the sale of firearms to customers who have not passed a background check or who are younger than 21. It also bars the sale of bump stocks and high-capacity magazines. It would apply to clients who offer credit cards backed by Citigroup or borrow money, use banking services, or raise capital through the company. Now, only retailers do background checks. Manufacturers do not do background checks. Distributors don't do background checks. Only retailers do those. But just to make sure everybody was covered, you know, they're also making sure that the you know, they're going to find a way to cut off financing in some cases. And then there's Bank of America. They have acted against assault weapons. Coming from the New York Times in April, Bank of America will stop lending money to gun manufacturers that make military-inspired firearms for civilian use, such as the AR-15-style rifles that have been used in multiple mass shootings, a company executive said Tuesday. Now, while their actions apply to the manufacture and sale of firearms, there's considerable unfolding online threats to speech right now. Like from Facebook. Facebook has restricted any links to a website called CodeIsFreeSpeech.com, which contains downloadable plans for a number of entirely legal firearms, including the 3D printable firearms at the heart of the lingering Obama-era case against Cody Wilson. Now, why that matters? It doesn't matter to me because I don't want a 3D printed gun. That's item number one. I don't want one because I don't have a 3D printer. But it matters because they're restricting it. They shouldn't be restricting it. This is, I mean, I don't know who this would even apply to that would want to have them. Maybe some guys that are like, I've never done this before. I'd like to try it. YouTube, which I've just gone through a big thing with YouTube. They have their own restrictions on speech about firearms. They prohibit any content that intends to sell firearms or provides instructions on manufacturing a firearm. And the latter prohibition is broad enough if YouTube wishes to include information on assembling a firearm from its component parts. Just ask Spikes. They had their channel go down, taken down, not go down, but taken down by YouTube, because they dared to show something where they're actually doing a little work on them. By the way, taking a gun down and breaking it down is part of cleaning. Part of cleaning that gun. So them doing that is not really nice. Reddit has banned certain gun forums and updated their policies to forbid using Reddit to solicit or facilitate transactions or gifts involving firearms. And its policy applies to gun sales, drug sales, prostitution, stolen goods, personal information, and counterfeit official documents. One of those things is not like the other. You know, the keeping and bearing of firearms is an explicit, enumerated constitutional right, and the rest of the list largely deals with criminal activity. Then there's Amazon Web Services. They've reportedly removed CodeIsFreeSpeech.com from its web servers. And Shopify, of course, has just updated their free speech policies to deny space for the kind of products intended to harm. They also placed on its restricted items list all semi-automatic weapons packaged with detachable magazines capable of accepting more than 10 rounds. They also reportedly deleted the accounts of a number of weapons retailers, including Spikes Tactical and Franklin Armory. You've heard from here. So let's just keep in mind that these actions represent not the culmination of a gun control campaign. This is the front edge of a wave of corporate censorship and suppression. And this is in an age of online outrage. You can find angry mobs on both sides of virtually any issue. So in almost every case, it's the internal mob that matters. And tech executives at giant multinational companies care more about the opinions of their peers and colleagues than they care about any given Twitter trend or news cycle. When they reach a certain size, companies tend, you know, the ability of angry conservatives to affect the market is limited. Facebook's main competitor would arguably be Instagram, and Instagram is owned by Facebook. Here at Genesis Communications, Alex Jones, he has been just about completely deplatformed. He's found one for video, but I mean, you know, and I found it only because somebody in the chat room pointed it out to me, realvideo.com. So that was nice and everything, but at the same time, have you guys ever heard of that? It's not like YouTube. Now, we can invest in alternative platforms, and young conservatives can and should seek career paths in tech. But we got to engage this. We have to step up and engage this. The ability to preserve a functioning gun industry and the free flow of information about firearms depends upon it. And corporations have decided to enter the fight, and we are mainly on the outside looking in. That doesn't mean that has to stay that way. Not at all. Never has. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I'm getting ready to bring somebody who's done quite a few projects like the one I've done with the Scout rifle. And he has done quite a few transformations with Boyd's. And I'm going to let him tell you about the difference that Boyd's has made for him. I can tell you without a doubt what it's done with this gun. Without a doubt. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. You know, I've said this a few times. Schools have a rough time of things most days, you know. The folks at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School are no different than school staff anywhere else in the country. I'm sure they're mostly dedicated, caring teachers who want to help students develop to their true potential. But it seems like in the wake of the Parkland massacre, we've learned about all kinds of ways people dropped the ball. Now it seems that there was yet another way the school could and probably should have stopped the killer's rampage well before it even got planned. So basically, they knew that Cruz was a threat as early as late September 2016. He had suicidal tendencies and was aggressive. The actions taken were less than illustrious, but this one takes the cake, in my honest opinion. During interviews with school staff, it was reported that the Henderson Yes Team determined commitment under the Baker Act was not warranted and that the SRO did not pursue it under his law enforcement authority. Staff also reported that a daily monitoring meeting with a school resource officer was implemented and the student was no longer allowed to bring a backpack to school. Instead, he maintained a folder in each classroom and used a single folder to transport from back and forth from school to home. And here is one of these many moments that could have made the difference. This is a kid with over a decade of mental issues in the last couple of years that had degenerated into violence. One simple commitment under the Baker Act, and he would have become a prohibited person and thus unable to buy the rifle at the gun store. And the answer as to why nobody, especially in the media right now, is talking about this report is that this is an election year, and the same Broward politicians that brought us this massacre are up for re-election, and the local media is hush about it, lest they mess up their campaigns. That coming from somebody local there. And I'm afraid he's probably right, especially about how, with a Baker Act admission on his record, he wouldn't have been able to purchase the AR-15 that he used to commit this atrocity. So, in other words, they had the power to have prevented this act. And they didn't. They didn't because of the optic. They didn't because of what people would have thought. They didn't because they were told not to in a lot of ways. Meanwhile, Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel has been trying to make this all about the NRA. His department dropped the ball. Broward County Schools dropped the ball. Pretty much everybody dropped the ball. But this is the NRA's fault. Because why? I forgot. The NRA defends the rights of ordinary Americans to keep and bear arms and isn't in favor of gun control. That would completely interfere with those rights, especially based on the improbable claim that somehow banning a certain category of rifle would prevent these shootings. Who cares if other shootings happen where the death toll was still high, but an AR-15 wasn't in the picture? Reality is not the problem here, folks. And honestly, this is what makes me mad about, you know, about all of this. They dropped the ball directly and repeatedly, but they want to blame the NRA and the members of the NRA. And what we have here is proof yet again that they could have stopped it, and yet they didn't. Let's go to Squeaky. Special Watts is all kinds of special. She's very thin-skinned. She blocks people on Twitter all the time. But she seems to think that reality can be manipulated if you wish really hard enough. So, on Twitter, I guess this is coming from her. No, this is not. She responds to a tweet. The tweet is this. Back to school training for teachers now includes the best chokeholds, trying to disarm an active shooter with a stapler, learning how to stop kids from dying from a bullet wound. Welcome to the new normal in America's classrooms. This coming from somewhere in Philadelphia. She said, Shannon did, we don't have to live this way, vote wisely. Actually, it does have to be this way, Shannon. It does. People like you have medicated a lot of people. People like you have instituted a lot of things like what is happening in Broward County. We live in a violent world, and people like Shannon Watts have to spend so much time blaming the tool that they've never bothered to try and discuss the potential cause of violence in general, which, by the way, is never the gun. It's the gun causes nothing. So if we could deal with that, if we could deal with the cause of violence, then we wouldn't have to worry about firearms. You can give a law-abiding man a rocket launcher and he'll never hurt a fly with it except maybe through negligence. But a violent man will still hurt people even if all he can get is a rock. And I doubt that we'll ever see rock control except maybe in London, but you get my point. The law-abiding are never a problem. It's the violent criminals that we can all agree are the issue. And for people like Watts, if you make it illegal for the law-abiding to be armed, then the criminals will somehow magically give up their guns as well. That training that's being lamented is training that should have happened sooner. I didn't have this kind of stuff when I was in school, and we didn't have background checks. We had the AR-15s, without a doubt. Right now, teachers are being taught to try to disarm an active shooter with a stapler. Use whatever you can if you don't have a gun. Let me try being a teacher for a minute if I can. If you're a teacher, please listen to my next lesson. A gun is a better tool for stopping an attack from a gunman than a chokehold or a stapler. That's a true story. But Shannon Watts doesn't live in the real world, or she doesn't think she lives in the real world. And the problem is that she does, and that's why she and her ideas will never lead to the safety that they imagine. All that will happen is that the good people will be disarmed, and the criminal will still commit their crimes. And it might inconvenience school shooters. We don't know that for a fact. But what we do know is that school shootings only account for a tiny fraction of the violent crime in this nation. It's just scary crime. It's high-profile crime. It's a good time to get a soundbite out there about the supposed evils of guns. But gun control won't suddenly make our society safer. If that were the case, Chicago would be the safest city in the nation. Is it? I don't remember. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the Justice Department won't be influenced by politics, speaking in response to President Trump's criticism of him earlier today in a TV interview. Talk on Capitol Hill is even that Sessions could be replaced right after the 2018 midterm elections. On Thursday, President Trump imposed another $16 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese goods. The president spoke earlier today once again regarding China.
Not enough focus has been put on China, and that's been for a long time. We want to have big focus is on Russia. Not enough focus is on China, and there's a 25% tax on that now coming in. And I think that economically also helps us. This is very different, but it also helps us. And people are saying that's already having a big effect. And it is already, we're collecting that money. It's a lot of money. Much of it is being collected. Some of it starts in a week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The three G's. Somebody's out there is looking at Chicago and saying, hey, I have an idea for Chicago. Recently, every weekend is a record-setting weekend for gun violence in the nation's third largest city of Chicago, where this past weekend, 59 people were shot, leaving six of them dead and 53 wounded. Local officials are still blaming societal symptoms for their ridiculous homicide rate while totally missing the disease. Leftism. Now, if the mayor, if his honor, the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, and the other community leaders are serious about reducing homicide rates in the Windy City, they need to admit that what they're doing isn't working. Since police can't be everywhere, and criminals don't care about obeying laws, increased police presence won't solve the violence. adding more cops to the beat or enacting more gun control legislation is not a long-term solution for deterring violence. Despite Chicago Democrats employing some of the strictest gun control laws in the entire United States, they still rank amongst one of the highest cities in homicide rates with no signs of slowing. Democratic policies aren't working there, and their leaders are either too stupid or too arrogant to look themselves in the mirror and then admit it. According to local television news affiliate WGN9 in Chicago, experts have identified a complex set of factors driving Chicago's violence, including disparities in economies and education, easy access to guns, prevalence of gangs, lack of access to mental health care, institutional racism, and an erosion of values. We'll get to all of those in a minute. I'm not John Brennan without a security clearance, but all of this is hogwash. Now, educational and economic disparity, as well as an erosion of values, easy access to guns, and gang membership, they're all symptoms. I'm sure there's some cases where mental health care would help prevent violence. But the argument from the experts regarding institutional racism is just plain stupid, because Democrats run Chicago. And most of the shootings on the South and West sides are either black-on-black crime or minority gang-on-gang crime. So why are we talking about racism here? Racism is just, it is a convenient distraction, good, and it's good for talking points. If the Democrats in Chicago were serious about solving their gun violence problem, the three G's they would address are going to be guys, God, and guns. Now, when I'm talking about guys, I'm talking about dads. At the very least, young men need a healthy male role model around. Young men need dads to show them how to cope with the harshness of life. A young fellow who grows up without a dad has no one to guide him into the man he can become, despite his surroundings or circumstances. Not to mention help him try to discover his gifts and talents so that he becomes a productive contributor to society. Without a dad around, gangs and other bad influences will fill the void, because children want to belong to something. Kids that wind up in gangs typically rebel against authority, because oftentimes the first father figure that they encounter that's willing to address their bad behavior with any degree of authority is a cop. According to Focus on the Family, boys who grow up with dads are less likely to be violent. They have their masculinity affirmed and learn from their fathers how to channel their masculinity and strength in positive ways. It's time for the left to stop pretending that dads don't matter. Secondly, boys who grow up without loving fathers find it harder to believe and accept that they have a heavenly father that wants the best for them. And consequently, the kids don't have a source for objective truth. They will invent their own truth, even if it means justifying crime. Young men who grow up without a biblical worldview are less inclined to commit, or those that do, are less inclined to commit violent acts of violence, you know, because they believe that there's an internal consequence to their actions. Beyond that, religious faith gives you a roadmap on how to conduct yourself daily in a sense of purpose, joy, and peace that you're not going to find in the street. Then, there's the guns part of it. It's time for the city of Chicago to embrace the Second Amendment. That may sound contradictory, but it's not. When gangsters start to realize that they're outgunned by law-abiding citizens who simply want to protect themselves and their families, they'll keep their illegal guns in their pocket. We see this all over the place. Growing up, you know, I've been around places where, when I was younger, that once everybody knew that I was walking around armed, they left me alone. I grew up around guns. You probably did too. A lot of times for people to escape violence, they move out of these big cities and they go somewhere. And, you know, they get there, And they see people with guns. I mean, back in, you know, in the 70s, it wasn't nothing to see a gun hanging in a car or something. So, you know, nobody messed with anybody there. And if you compare this to places like Chicago, Los Angeles, you're not seeing that much violence besides an occasional school fight. Despite all the high rates of gun ownership, gun violence becomes rare. Attitudes shift. People that want to be tough guys don't have to be tough guys now. They live in the polite society. In part, guns can help cure a case of wannabe gangsteritis. Nothing exists without a beginning. Nothing begins without something pushing it along. We do not exist in a vacuum. Even things that exist in a vacuum move. So nothing sits still. In space, if you push something along, it'll just keep on going until something bigger slows it down. So the bottom line to all of this is that until the leftist Democrats in Chicago are willing to address the underlying issues causing gun violence and or violence in general in their city, everything else that they're going to do is not going to cure anything. It's a very simple thing. You start with the family. You got to start somewhere, so you start with the family. You start leaving them alone. Let it be okay for the dads to stay home. Don't make it okay to have children out of wedlock. Let that be, you know, let everything that's there as a safety net be the safety net. It shouldn't become a condo. Should never be a condo. Bear that in mind. Until they go after the root cause of crime, all of this inner city crime is going to continue. And if you live in an inner city, you're probably getting tired of it. Time for your politicians to help you out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Free money back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Gonna have somebody come on here and talk to you that, likes of which you've never heard this kind of stuff before. All about Boyd's gun stocks. Well, don't take my word for it. Go check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. If you are cool with your fellow Americans being butchered by illegal aliens, then this November you should vote for a Democrat. Because they're certainly cool with Americans being butchered by illegal aliens. In theory, they would probably prefer that the foreigners sneaking into our country in defiance of the laws that we American citizens made through our elected representatives would stop butchering Americans. They don't particularly want your kids to be butchered. They just want uncontrolled illegal immigration more than your kids' safety. So they made a choice to be the party of illegal immigration, and the resulting body count is a price Democrats are willing to pay to replace an electorate of normal Americans who refuse to obey. The Democrats are the party of no borders, of abolish ICE, and of murdered Americans. You cannot howl and shriek in support of X and yet deny that you accept the foreseeable demonstrated consequences of X. Now we know that Molly Tibbetts was murdered by an illegal alien. Add her name to the butcher's bill. And who was shocked? Who out there said, gosh, that's surprising? Who said, whoa, I don't believe it? Nobody. Because it happens all the time. And, her life, like the lives of so many others, was snuffed out because our elite made a conscious choice to risk our lives to satisfy their own interests. She was just more collateral damage. And we better decide in November where we stand, because a Democrat majority means this bloodbath continues. It might be you whose daughter is shot dead in front of you on a wharf, or you whose son is knifed by gang members, your daughter murdered and dumped in an Iowa cornfield. And that's what you get if you elect Democrats, because that's what their open border policies enable. But the elite can live with that. They will live with that behind their community's gates, where their only experience with the illegal immigration is their friendly cheap nanny and industrious cut-rate gardener. A few lives of people the elite will never meet is a small price to pay for a massive new Democrat constituency. And they'll happily pay for it. Are you sitting there going, wow, Bill, you're really unfair? Do you think I'm being outrageous? Yeah, I'm going to go deeper than that. I mean, yeah, you can sit there and think whatever you want. I'm sick of American citizens paying checks written in blood by a Democrat Party that absolutely refuses to allow our government to do the two most basic jobs of any government: secure the border and protect the citizens. Our citizenry, not foreigners. They have no right to be here, not at all, not if they're babies, not if they're children, not if they're adolescents, not if they're adults. They don't have any right at all to be here. Those that are here stay here by our grace and at our pleasure and at our convenience. We are American citizens, and that includes any legal immigrant. Any legal immigrant. That includes my mother's family, all legal immigrants. This is our country. We rule it, not an unaccountable elite that wants to import a more pliable electorate and a more pliable serf class to do the jobs Americans don't want to do because the Chamber of Commerce types don't want to pay them fairly. They don't want to pay you, Black America. They don't want to pay you, Hispanics that are American citizens. They don't want to pay you, Caucasians. They don't want to pay you. No more Americans should die because of our worthless elite's greed. Not one more Jamil Shaw, not one more Kate Steinle, not one more Molly Tibbetts. How about our cities become sanctuaries for children, not an alien thug? No more slaughtered victims sacrificed on the altar of political correctness. This fall, we need to stand up and demand to be heard. Democrats are not going to listen, but the Republicans may. Some will listen because they get it, because they understand that this can't go on. And others, the weak and the bought off and the feckless Frito-Cons of Conservative Inc., will listen because if they don't, we'll crush them at the ballot box. Here's the platform for you. It's a very simple one. No amnesty. None. Go home. Abolish ICE? Nah. Let's multiply it by a magnitude of 4. Build the wall, a real wall, the kind that keep people out, and that keeps out the opioids and the meth that wrecks so many Americans. $500 billion, $500 trillion a year. What are your questions, Republicans? Any questions out there amongst you? Democrats, why are you willing to let one more Molly Tibbetts die? That's what our platform should be, because these midterm elections are about our children's lives, more so than any gun control proposition you've heard ever, ever. Maybe our children don't matter much to the useless elite, but they do matter to us. Donald Trump tapped into the anger of normal people at this outrage, the utter betrayal of Americans, when he dared break the taboo and tell the truth about the illegal immigration. It destroys American communities, it destroys American livelihoods, and it destroys American lives. To the elite, I know that you look at our protest as an annoyance. Another wonderful life gets snuffed out at the hands of someone they tolerated coming here illegally and being here illegally. And their first thought is how this is probably going to help Trump. It better help him. We'd all better vote like your life, my life, or our children's lives depends upon it. We had better vote that way. This is no longer one of these things where we can sit back and say it's going to happen gradually. There could be no more gradual. This is the thing that Trump is demonstrating. It does not have to be gradual. This is why the Freedocons hate him. The Freedocons were telling you all along, we can have real change, but it's going to be gradual. And by promising you gradual change, if you got anything out of it, they'd be like, see, we told you. Everything is cyclic, though, so, when it became the Democrats' turn, they would then tell you, well, hey, look, put us back in power, and we'll have to, now we've got to get back this ground that we lost. And it became this thing where we would go back 2 steps, and then we would gain 2 steps, go back 2 steps, gain 2 steps. Maybe we would lose 3. Who knows? Essentially just staying in the same place, walking on a treadmill, if you will, going nowhere. Trump has gotten us off the treadmill. Trump is moving us in a direction. They don't like it. They don't like that Trump is actually doing something. And that is a big deal for them. It's a big bad deal for them. The lid is off of the Pandora's box, which is actual performance in politics. Trump is performing. This is why everything's being thrown at him, every part of the book. And we all better decide on a few things, like we didn't elect Trump to be a Boy Scout. I wanted Trump because he isn't a Boy Scout. I don't care what kind of man he is. I care about what kind of president he is. If somebody wants to say that the kind of man he is influencing the kind of president he is, I'll cross that sword with you. Because that is not the case. It's not the case. So we have got movement going on, and we need to continue this movement, and we need to continue what we've started, and we need to keep Trump in a position to continue to move these chains. For some of us, this is going to mean reelecting a bunch of people that aren't effective. Get on the phone with them. There's nobody as malleable as a politician. They like that job. Hour number 2 is inbound. When we get back, we're going to be joined by a lifelong spec ops operator. And we're going to talk about combat fitness. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.